History on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny day today, around 80. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of showers, mid-70s. Saturday, hazy, humid, and thunderstorms, mid-80s. And Sunday, continued hazy and humid, a scattered thunderstorm or two, temperature in the upper 80s. We'll check in with Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. In Connecticut, the governor has signed a $46.3 billion state budget yesterday. It increases spending by $1.4 billion without major tax increases, largely due to the use of federal COVID-19 relief funds and other one-time revenue. The governor also signed an accompanying budget authorization bill with 600-plus sections that carry out various provisions of the adopted budget and an array of new and revised state policies. The enacted budget sets spending levels at $22.6 billion for 2022 and $23.7 billion for 2023. Appropriations fall $22.2 million below the constitutional spending cap in the first year and $35.7 million in the second year. The $572.9 million spending increase in 22 represents a 2.6 boost over current spending, and the $878.2 million increase for 2023 is up 3.9% over 2022. In New York, they're going to end to-go alcohol sales at bars and restaurants today. Closing time for to-go alcohols at those bars and restaurants that have been doing it. The popular carry-out alcohol sales that were allowed during COVID-19 through an executive order is set to end today. Cuomo announced yesterday he will end New York's state of emergency due to the pandemic today, and that to-go alcohol sales were part of the emerging order. Bars and restaurants were lobbying the state legislature to make the law continue to allow customers to order food to go and also take home a few cups of beers, wine, or other mixed drinks, saying it created a much-needed revenue stream, but lawmakers did not act amid opposition from liquor stores, and now the order is ending today. In Massachusetts, extensive trafficking probe leads to the largest drug seizure since 2013, with 9 arrested. And out of Pittsfield News, authorities have arrested 9 people, seizing a dozen illegal firearms, making the largest local narcotic seizure since 2013, according to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office yesterday. After an extensive 6-month investigation into a drug trafficking operation, Berkshire Law Enforcement Task Force executed search warrants at 6 residences, 5 in Pittsfield, 1 in Clarksburg, as well as an identified commercial property in North Adams. 2 vehicles were searched, approximately 1,752 grams of cocaine, 80 grams of heroin, and 26 grams of assorted pills were recovered in the operation, according to a spokesman for the Berkshire District Attorney, Andrea Harrington. Officers also seized 12 illegal firearms and over $23,000 in cash. The Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting coming up this morning via Zoom at 10 a.m. In Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission will meet tonight at 5:30. And continuing on tonight in North Canaan, the 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise, food, cars, motorcycle, music, and fun at the VFW Post from 6 till 9. It's held rain or shine. Performing tonight, Stash. More information is available at 860-824-8158. The Ankrum Opera House has their free virtual summer play lab events running through tomorrow at the Ankrum Opera House. For more information, ankrumoperahouse.org. On Friday from 5:30 till 7 p.m., Associate Program Director at Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Natalie Narzotsky, will be speaking about sustainability and climate change at the local level and ways for young people and community members can engage and consider their role in local climate justice work. The event is part of a sustainable speaker series presented by the student-led Sustainability Coalition at Mount Everett High School. It's free and open to the public. The presentation will take place over Zoom. For those who are unable to attend the live event, you can visit Sustainable Coalition website following the presentation. The recording will be posted by July 2nd. To register and learn more about the series, tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Marianne Palermo and the First Take Band performing free shows every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverhouse Performance Space located at 331 Route 183 in Housatonic. You're invited to bring lawn chairs and dine out while enjoying a variety of music overlooking the Housatonic River. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk, Connecticut. The advent of the summer-long series of events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, lawn games on the green with the Boutell School PTO. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill this coming weekend, the 26th and 27th. Visitors welcome to see ham radios in action and actually operate on the air under club supervision. The event will be held in Amenia at 80 Depot Hill Road. Operations begin Saturday afternoon at 2, continuing through the night until Sunday at noon. Follow the amateur radio field desk signs. For more information, 860-435-0051. The Berkshire Bach Society presents a benefit concert of works by Johann Sebastian Bach on Saturday, 5 p.m. First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. More information at berkshirebach.org events. Also coming up on Sunday, Concert in the Park, HBH, and an afternoon of American popular song. The HBH band, Scott Heth, keyboards, Jay Bradley drums, Wanda Houston vocals, celebrates their 16th year performing together with an afternoon of American popular song together with the music that they perform, like jazz, influences from all music they know, like rock, country, gospel, musical theater, blues, and classical. The concert will be held at the Hilltop Barn, Rojan Park. Lawn chairs appreciated, social distancing will be required. The concert is made possible with funds from the Decentralization Program, a grant program of the New York State Council of the Arts, with support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, administered in the Columbia County area by Greene County Council of the Arts, DBA, CREATE, Council for Resources to Enrich the Arts, Technology, and Education. The Sisting Triathlon will be held Sunday. It's back on for this year. Athletes all over the country come to Pine Plains to participate in this event. There'll be a barbecue held at the Lions Club Pavilion. You're all invited. Observers are welcome. More information, trysignup.com/Pine Plains/Stissing Triathlon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,874.24, the NASDAQ at 14,271.73, and the S&P 500 at 4241.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.